Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. It's the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the freeradio.com app. Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back here, as well as Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Leap 36, Pro Football Hall of Fame finalist. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Talish, and now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, our radio.com sports NBA insider. Insider calls always brought to you by Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire to help us talk a little bit more and add some more context to just how good 41 points, 20 rebounds, and 6 assists from the soon-to-be two-time MVP Giannis Antetokounmpo are. It's Kendrick Perkins, our radio.com sports NBA insider. Kendrick, appreciate the time today, man.
Hey, how you doing? What's going on, fellas?
Perk, I know you're always into talking a little bit more about the MVP and the soon-to-be two-timer. Just how impressive is that when somebody goes off for 41, 20, and 6? I said last night on the postgame, that's impressive if you're playing with like seven of your buddies on an 8-foot hoop at a middle school, let alone in an NBA game on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, that's very impressive. Matter of fact, that's battery and assault. they need to press charges. Charlotte need to press charges on Giannis, man, because that didn't make no sense what he did to them. And you know what's crazy? Is that when James Harden came out with those comments, I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, not Giannis. Like, you don't need to add fuel to his fire. Like, he already has a fire. But I tell you what, he's playing on a whole nother level right now. The Milwaukee Bucks are playing inspiring basketball right now. And they're a fun team to watch. They got a good test, though, tonight in Miami, because I feel like Miami's been struggling. And usually when a team is struggling that has a high expectation, they usually try to make a statement win. So I think the Bucks got to make sure they come prepared tonight, because I think Miami going to give them a pretty tough game.
You know, Perk, I'm looking at this MVP race, and most people say it's Giannis hands down. But then all of a sudden I saw LeBron last night, and I'm saying to myself, is this MVP race closer than we think that it's going to be with LeBron doing what he did last night and continuing playing as well as he playing?
You know what's crazy? Is that I felt the same way.
Thank you, Perk.
To be honest, listen, LeBron has been phenomenal. And here's the thing that I'm confused about, right? About the whole MVP thing. Is it the best player? Is it, like, because, like, my thing is that when Steve Nash won the MVP, it changed the whole narrative of the MVP because it was three guys for sure during that time that was more deserving for the MVP than Steve Nash. Kobe, Shaq, and AI, right? But since Steve Nash had the Phoenix Suns, you know, at the top of the West and they was rolling, he's averaging 18 points, right around 12 and a half assists. And he won MVP, right, which was pretty good numbers. And, you know, they won 60-plus games. But, you know, at the end of the day, he changed the narrative. So now I'm looking at it like, okay, if you take Giannis and you take him off the Milwaukee Bucks, would the Milwaukee Bucks still be in the playoff hunt? I think they would. I think they would be a 6 or 7 seed in the East. That's how talented they are. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think they will be in the hunt. You take LeBron James off the Lakers, what would the Lakers be right now in the West? I don't even think they might be in the playoff contention.
Yeah, that's probably a lottery team.
Yeah, and so that's what. But with LeBron, they're number one in the West by about 6 games. And one stat that was like stuck out to me today, I was reading on, is that when LeBron is off the court, the Lakers are ranked 29th in the league in offense. When he's on the court, they're ranked 2nd in the league in offense. Like, that's like unheard of. So I'm like, yeah, right now if I had to vote today, I would vote for Giannis. But I'm just saying, I don't think it's a landslide. And I think both of those guys got to finish out the season strong.
You know, this is the thing, though, and I don't know how much stock you put into it. When you see these guys on social media or on TV, when you're on TV, put out these per 36 minutes, because Giannis isn't playing anywhere close to 36 minutes tonight, and they start giving you what his numbers are, that tends to be why people think this is a runaway MVP winner for Giannis, because of the minutes he's playing and the numbers he's putting up.
Oh, he's doing great. No, trust me, Giannis is doing unbelievable things. But I'm just saying, like, it's not like a runaway. So, like, you take, for example, James Harden averaged, what, 36 last year? And he was putting up 50-point triple-doubles, right? Houston finished, what, number two or number one? I think they finished number two.
Mm-hmm.
So Houston finished number two in the West, and James Harden had a season last year where we was like, oh, my God. But Giannis had a season, too, where it was like, okay, you know, 28, you know, 11, 12 rebounds was, you know, being typical Giannis, 27 points or whatever. And it really could have went either way. So my thing is that I'm just not about to sit up here and just be like, hey, nah, it's a landslide, because other guys in the league are doing, like, some unreal things right now. But if I had to pick one, it's Giannis. But I'm just saying, they have to finish the season.
The NBA champion Kendrick Perkins joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Perk, when you look at what Giannis is able to do, you hear the comments from James Harden. They were laughable. I did the postgame show on Friday and just gave everybody 3 words to say to James Harden, and they had to be good enough that I could air them, and you didn't have to swear. You couldn't swear at all. You had to find something nice to say, or maybe not so nice, about James Harden. For Giannis, as just being responding to the 7-footer that just runs around and dunks, how much of his potential you think Giannis truly has tapped into? He said he was about 60% before the season. That was coming off an MVP year.
The sky is still the limit for Giannis. Like, he haven't even reached his full potential. Just think about it, right? You don't hit your prime until you're between this is what Danny Ainge told me way a long time ago. You don't hit your prime until you're between the ages of 27 and 33. That's your prime, supposedly your prime. And Giannis is how old? 24?
25 years old, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, he haven't even hit his prime yet. So that's the scary part about it. When he do hit his prime, oh, he's going to be scared.
Yeah, once he learns how to, you know, develop that skill set offensively, he's going to be a pretty dang good player.
But what skill set? See, that's the thing I don't understand, right? And like, to me, both of them were wrong. You know, they shot their shots because James Harden led the league in assists. James Harden is the playmaker. He could pass, right? And then James Harden says that Giannis don't have any skills, which makes zero sense to me because when I was coming into the – when I came into the league in 03, as a big man, if you could shoot a right-hand jump hook and a left-hand jump hook, if you could shoot a turnaround over both shoulders, if you could pass the ball, you was considered a skilled big. So, like, Giannis is doing that and much more. Like, he may not be a Kevin Durant or a James Harden where he's crossing over and going between his legs and dribble, step back. No, but to make a drive and spin off somebody and finish with your left hand, like, that's skill. Otherwise, why we don't see guys like, what's his name from Orlando, Mo Bamba? He about the same size as Giannis. Why is he not doing the things Giannis do? So you got to give him his props. But I think it was two guys in their feeling.
Here's what we're trying to figure out, and a lot of people try to project stuff. But so what are we looking at with Giannis? Is he Garnett? Is he Shaq? Is he Scottie Pippen? I mean, what are we looking at with this kid?
He's Giannis. He's Giannis. He's one of one. He's something that we've never seen before. Period, point blank. He's not KG. He's not nobody else. He is Giannis. He is the Greek. He's something that we've never seen before. He's something that in 30 years we'll be comparing somebody to him. Like, we haven't seen him before. He's a generational talent. We haven't seen a guy that's with that action figure body, that 7'1", that can handle the rock, that runs the floor like a gazelle, athletic, strong, you know, everything about him. We haven't seen a guy like him ever in life, ever.
Perk, I want to also, before we let you get going here, I got to ask you about the development of somebody in your own backyard. Jason Tatum is having himself an incredible year. He's turning himself into one of those top superstars across the NBA.
Listen, I didn't watch Jason Tatum twice. I just watched him this past Saturday in Boston, and he is a problem. He has zero offensive flaws. Your best bet on guarding Jason Tatum is that you better hope that he's off. Otherwise, it's going to be a hard night. He's a guy that easily could average 28 to 30 points in a season. Easy. Without a doubt in my mind.
So, Perk, real quick. So, who's getting their number retired? Is it Kevin Garnett? Is he getting his number retired in Boston?
Yeah, KG is.
When is that happening?
I don't know if they set a date. I think it might be next year, or it might be sooner than that. I don't know the exact date.
You going though, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So is there still some beef with Garnett and Ray Allen?
You know what's crazy is that the beef with KG and Ray happened when I left. I don't even know I kind of know what they're beefing about. from my understanding, they're beefing because, you know, from what I heard, Ray checked out on them in Game 6 and Game 7 when they was playing the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals, and he had already had an agreement that he was going to Miami. And, you know, KG is big on loyalty. Like,
for sure.
He's a great guy, great friend, great big brother to me, but he's big on loyalty. To be honest, I don't know if their relationship could be fixed.
Oh, my.
Seriously.
Oh, my. Yeah, because I saw Doc trying to get that rekindled. Yeah, I kind of figured, yeah, that may not go down the way they want it to.
I don't know if Jesus Christ would fix this one.
You crazy, boy. You crazy.
Kendrick, appreciate it, man. Too much fun.
Hey, one last thing. I heard, did Stephen A. call you Mr. T today? When was that?
Yeah, he was hating. You know what? You know what it is. Let me tell you something.
Come on,
Stephen A. Smith. He don't want nobody else to shine on his platform. But I got him back. I told him it wasn't. Mr. T. It was Nino Brown.
Next time, just ask Stephen A. how many fingers it takes from the eyebrows to the hairline. Maybe that will be a one that you could get back at him for.
With his little Kermit the Frog looking self, I saw it five back at him.
Perk, appreciate it, man. Take it easy. Yeah, we'll talk soon, all right?
Yeah.
That's Kendrick Perkins, Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, the NBA champion. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed.com. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. You can hear Perk on Scals and Pals, Radio.com Sports. Radio.com app is where you find that, or wherever you find your podcast. Great basketball talk with everything you need to hear from the NBA. With Kendrick Perkins, Brian Scalabrine, Rick Bucher, also a member there, just to name a few. Also, our guy Ryan McDonough. Just search Scal, S-C-A-L, wherever you find your podcast.
So you can go back and look at it. I think that's up somewhere. And he caught Perk by surprise.
He wasn't expecting this.
No, he didn't see Mr. D coming.
No,
it was so funny.
See, and the thing that I think Stephen A. seems to be, he knows that he's going to catch something coming back, too. Because you can't hang out with all those guys and not think that you're gonna catch an elbow while you're coming at it. No doubt about it. That was a lot of fun. If you missed it, hit the Rewind app here on the Radio.com app as well. Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free Radio.com app. Young Express, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, the place to be if you're looking for a new career opportunity.
29 years in business, been doing it since 1991, and they're looking for more guys and girls that want to become successful transporters of expedited freight. You ever thought about becoming your own boss? Now is the time. Time to join the Young Express team. Live a stress-free lifestyle. Put the windows down. Turn up the radio to the Big Show and drive, baby, drive, and get paid for it too. Now, this is all we're talking about. We're talking about simply going to point A and getting your vehicle, and then driving to point B and dropping off the stuff in your vehicle, going to point C, picking up, going to point D, dropping off. That's all you do. You drive for a living. That's what your career is. Driving. They have a 24/7 dispatch team. They're extremely dedicated. Take it very personally to keep drivers moving. Why is that important? Simple. Because if you're not moving, you're not making any money. With minimal investment in your own vehicle, Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Looking for full-time independent contractors right now? Join the Young Express team. You can find them at youngexpress.com. Young Express is one of the fastest growing businesses in America. Looking for cargo vans, sprinter vans, straight trucks, and tractor trailers? Go to youngexpress.com. That's youngexpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, the Fan, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Tomorrow on the Bill Michaels Show, 11:05, you'll hear from the president of baseball operations for your Milwaukee Brewers, live with the big unit at American Family Fields of Phoenix. David Stearns and Bill Michaels sit down tomorrow at 11:05. Also, Sidney Moncrief joins the Pick and Save Probes postgame show tonight right here on 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and the free radio.com app. Blake Martinez wants how much? That comes up in 10 minutes. We're back well before that on the Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.